All right, everyone, welcome. Let me just check the webcast and see if anyone's there. And we have Collins right now, which is awesome. And for those of you who don't know me, my name is Michelle Robert, and this is my soul sister, Joni Isinger, who is a channel psychic and healer. So once a month, we do these live shows where she does readings. And Joni, this is our season to thrive on Soul Luminous Radio. And everyone who is listening and everyone who is here tonight know that Joni, I call her the bridge, because she bridges us from one dimension to another to allow us to access different communications and stuff like that, different energies to help us here in our earthly life. And so many times I've had clients who have had readings, and of course, Joni doesn't know who's going to be here. We don't talk about this ahead of time. And the way that, Joni, you have, like, what has come through has been so amazing. It's been, like, so many people have been so excited about the show. It's gaining so much momentum. So welcome again.
Thank you.
And I'm always so happy to have you here. So just real quick, just give people, you know, a brief synopsis of what you do. And right now, also, how they can get in touch with you.
Okay.
And let's dwell, everyone, in the theme of seeking to thrive rather than just survive. Okay?
Okay.
Here you go, Joni.
Well, I want to thank you for having me every month on your show. I love being here, and I love assisting folks on Soul Luminous Radio. So I need to say that first. I'm very grateful. My name's Joni Isinger, and presently I live in New Jersey. I'm originally from Long Island, New York. I was a social worker by trade for 10 years, where I did individual and group therapy in New York City. I worked with addicts, alcoholics, and the mentally ill. And I'm also a certified Gestalt therapist, so I had a private practice as well on the side. I had a spiritual awakening around 2003, 4, 5, somewhere around there. It was creeping up, and I became able to channel departed ones and pets, do healing with my hands, where energy would shoot out of my hands and people would no longer have symptoms. I became able to see into bodies. I can do psychic surgery. I am very able to jump into other lifetimes in a split second. I can do automatic writing, where messages are channeled through my hands, through the pen onto paper. I authored a book, David's Guidance, A Book of Light. I co-authored The Chakra Journey, and I happily announced that on April 28th, in 2 days, Carry Me Crystals Chakra Clearing and Oracle Card Deck will be out on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Right now it's up there on pre-release. And my two friends, Peter Jarvis and Elizabeth Jarvis, unrelated, we all came together and came up with the idea that one can actually carry a card with a crystal picture on it, and it can hold the intention as if you're holding the actual crystal itself. So there's a chakra clearing guide that goes along with it, and I did the channeling for that book. So I happily announced that launch. And in terms of what I do, I work privately, and folks can find me at joniswhitelighthealing.com. I have a new website being made, so you'd have to Google my name to find radio shows and interviews and the like. I am a psychic and a healer. Psychic is someone who receives divine messages and can relay them to others. So I have divine sight and hearing and feeling and knowing and tasting and smelling. Any question is on the table. I must say I'm not a doctor. Seek a health professional if you have any medical concerns. This is for entertainment purposes only. I clear energies. I'm also a healer. I am known to be a healer. Folks come to me with issues, whether they are emotional, spiritual, physical, and I oftentimes jump into another lifetime, find out the precipitating event that occurred, which is 99% of the time karmic, the unforgiveness towards self and or others is what created the stuckness, the issue that bleeds through into this incarnation and creates the issue here. When unforgiveness work is done there, which we do right on the phone or in person or Skype, energies are released that bind the person to that karma, and it gives the person the opportunity, the freedom to move ahead in this lifetime. I can identify what messages were, what lessons, excuse me, were not learned from that lifetime that always translate to this lifetime, so the person has more guidance regarding what their work is here. Mm. I work with pets and crystals and plants as well. And how can I do that? Because I embrace the concept that everything is a consciousness. Everything is alive. Therefore, everything has a voice and a journey. So that's a little bit about me.
Awesome. Okay. So thank you for that, Joni. We have a bunch of people here. So just everyone, just the rules are, all of you are muted. And if you press star 2, you will raise your hand, and I will see your hand raised. If I can't see a name, I can just see a number and a location that shows up on my screen here on this platform. I will say the last 4 digits of your phone number and your location. Okay? So just pay attention. We already have someone who has raised their hand, and I am going to unmute you. And this is Catherine West. Catherine, welcome to So Luminous Radio with Joni.
Oh, hi, Joni. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Okay,
can
Joni.
You guys hear, can you hear
me? Yeah, we can hear you great.
Okay. Hi. My name is Kathy. I live in New Jersey. I'm calling today about issues with my weight. And I think that I was hoping, Joni, that you could help me understand what I should be looking at. One of the big problems I have is nighttime eating. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's a reason that I have that problem, but I just can't figure out what it is. The same things that make me crazy at night with food, you know, I wake up the next morning and I don't even look twice at it. I work from home during the day, and seeing things don't bother me during the day, but the nighttime is rough. So I was wondering maybe if you could.
I can go in for you, honey pie.
Thank you.
Do you have water by you? A glass of water or a water bottle?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have a sip. They're already working on you. So there are things that are buried very, very deep in your soul. So I see this girl, I see a privileged girl. There's another lifetime they'll use the word haunting you. And I see her, she's on a stool and she's very, very pampered. And she's given what she wants. Now the porridge is hot, so you ask for it to be cooled down, and the mother hurriedly does this for you. You want a little cinnamon, but you don't want too much. And then if too much is put in, then no, it's not good enough, and then it has to be made again, and it goes on like this. Now, as I share this, there is no blame or this is not you are not looked upon with disgrace. This is just factual. We just look at our incarnations with interest, with no judgment. It just is. They're all movies. Mm-hmm. So there's a princess factor that's in this child. She's and also when adjectives are given, there is no judgment. They're just colorful pictures you can grab onto them. So they use the word spoiled. Now, through your life, there were demands that were made on you that you could not fulfill. So there's something quite interesting here. You were demanding, and demands were made of you. Folks were scurrying to you to fill your demands, yet you could not fulfill theirs. There is an emptiness that this soul had. Now, mind you, they started talking about food at an early age, and you were dictating around food then. The hollowness, the emptiness came out of this child that grew into a woman who was not able to fulfill others' demands. Therefore, I see your system getting wonky. Digestion became poor, and you also became frail. You became weak as a result of the weakness that you perceived in yourself. Do you see there's a lot of metaphor here? Okay. Karma. The karma is you blamed people. You blamed many people for your frailties, that you weren't able to do for others, yet you really were not able to do for yourself because you were having so many people do for you. Does that make sense? That's
yeah.
From the other lifetime. You were anticipating that someone would fill in the gaps for you through your life, but in fact, you are now a grown woman, and adults have to take care of themselves, don't they? So there were many tools that you did not develop. You blamed others. This is karmic. You go to your passing in that lifetime with unforgiveness. So when you return home, warm, loving embrace, the rapture, hello, how are you? We missed you, and come and be in joy. But at some point, there's review and a discussion regarding returning to learn more regarding this to balance out the karma because there was unforgiveness. Shall we get rid of the karma?
Please.
Let's do this, honey pie. You say inside, I forgive myself. Oh, yeah, man. And I see craving. There's a lot of craving. And that's coming up like the cream to the top right now. It's unnecessary. The craving is this child, this soul that had so many needs that were met by others, but she was not able to fulfill them herself. Therefore, the craving is pulling in things. And in this case, it was food. And that's what this nighttime eating is. Forgive everyone involved, mother and a stepmother. I see a mother and a stepmother. There's also another child. I think you had a child as well. And forgive everyone, not aforementioned. Have a sip of water. Oh, fantastic. Ask for everyone's forgiveness. You say, please, all of you, forgive me. You are. You're so happy. You're jumping around. Thank God for this life lesson. We're going to take all the lifetimes where there were cravings. That's a trigger word. Past, present, future. Although everything happens at the same time, but some people like to hear it that way because it's really a mind stretcher. Where there were cravings, unfulfillment, digestive issues, trauma. Anything that would contribute to this soul and this incarnation, this Kathy's. Are you Diane or Kathy? I'm sorry. I'm confusing you.
I'm sorry. My name is Kathy. What did you say?
Yes, Kathy. Yes. It's interesting. I heard a Diane. That's interesting. You could be a Diane somewhere else. Contributing to Kathy's eating issues and the weight. We ball them all up across all time and space, and you say inside, I forgive myself. Yeah, your hands also. They're working on your hands. It's a lot of grabby, gimme, 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 which it's that pulling from, the pulling, the pulling, the taking, the pulling. Forgive everyone involved. Hundreds of lifetimes that were just picked up right now for you to release karma. That's a lot. Ask for everyone's forgiveness and thank God for these life lessons. I see you calming down. I see your stomach in a war. Your stomach is growling. I feel that it's churning. You as a soul also, there's metaphor here, you're searching for more. You need to go inside and see what you need. There are things that are not fulfilled. There are dreams that you wish to have and fill, and they haven't been manifested. Make a wish list, bucket list, whatever you want to call it, and then start working on them. Make your dreams come true, because I see discontent and ennui, and you need to be at a place where you feel that you have filled your expectations of what you wish for in this lifetime, not other people's expectations? Do you exercise?
Yes.
Good. Keep doing that. Keep moving your body. The movement is very, very important. And also, they'd like you to be forward-thinking, not where you jump into the future and are not present-centered, but again, the dreaming. They'd like for you to look ahead and see what you'd like to do and be down the road. Like, what do I want to be when I grow up? There's something about your getting out of where you are now that will move you to a happier place. It elevates your consciousness. Your vibration raises. I see pink light. I see that when you move to a better place, I see more of a pink glow. Right now, it's a little duller. There's a little bit of gray-green in there, and I see you're pinking up more, and that's what's needed. Yeah, going to the gym or riding a bike, working out, walking, lifting, Zumba or aerobics, something to keep moving the body. And I see you journaling. I see you needing to get this out. I see that there's pain and you need to talk about it. And if it's not with a counselor, it's on a piece of paper. Get it out, because the things that you've experienced are they're upsetting. Your throat is tight, and I see a cry and suppression of pain. Some people wouldn't even necessarily believe what you've been through. And it is credible. Does that resonate?
Yeah, it actually resonates quite a bit. I'm quite self-sufficient. Like, I've been working my whole life. I'm like 54. You know, mm-hmm. I work corporate. I support my family pretty much mm-hmm. financially. But I do sort of have an entitlement aspect about myself. My father maybe used to spoil me, both of my parents, a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's funny, because my grandmother was, I want to say, part of the Armenian genocide. Like, they had to flee from where they lived. They were very wealthy, and they had to leave their house and all their belongings on a sailboat. So I do know that some of my family, you know, my grandmother's generation was affluent and then became very, very poor.
Right.
You know, like refugees and stuff like that. So I kind of, that really sunk in at first. Yeah, no, I can relate to a lot of things. You know, like, I'm more of a thinker rather than a doer, you know? Like, I don't really like yard work and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. That's why they want you to move your body. And also,
you know, I do move my body, but yeah, you're right. I mean, I exercise.
Keep moving your body. So if you had a choice between sitting and being more intellectual versus being out there and physical, maybe you would go into the mind versus the more expansive body.
Right. And the pinkness, turning into pinkness, is that, you think, from, I want to say, retiring? Like, because I look forward to, you know, perhaps, you know, stopping work one day and just having more time to do. I mean, not that I dislike my work, but there's just like a lot of other things I'd like to do.
I think you would be pinky before that. I think that when you begin to fulfill your desires,
okay,
but then you start pinking up more. I do see in retirement you're glowing, but they'd like for you to consider all that you desire sooner, and
okay.
That could just be right around the corner if you get in that mindset.
Okay.
Joni, on Catherine's behalf, Catherine, just listening to you, how important is it for people to become very clear on their why? So obviously, Catherine, you want some relief and you want some clarity. But if we can kind of create a relationship with the actions, Joni, that you're saying that Catherine needs to do, how important is it for them to be super clear about what they want? It's not, because, you know, we're talking about thriving here, not just surviving. So it's one thing to be relieved of the pain that we're experiencing, but it's another thing to be relieved of the pain and then have the time and the resources to be able to do something to make our lives really, you know, more fulfilling.
Okay. It's a good question. Some diehard law of attraction people would say be very specific. Yet, I believe that each person is different. If they engage in an exercise and they haven't really considered what their dreams and aspirations are, just to be general can already unlock a door.
Okay.
So if a person starts off and says, I want to get a job, and they're not working, just the idea, the intention of I'm going to seek employment now already moves them. And that could also spark them and start, quote unquote, pinking them. Whereas another person might need to get specific. Let's say they're working and they don't know exactly what avenue, their niche they need to be in. Then they might need to use their mind more. They might need to start dreaming more specifically and say, well, it's either going to be in that product development department, or it's going to be in that marketing department, or in that editing, And for each person, it has a different effect.
And we got to be careful here, too, because we want to be aware of the openings that are occurring. And so we need not to be too attached to the how, like how we think it's going to be rolling out. Is that correct?
Right. You can't get attached to how it's going to happen. You envision what you'd like. You believe that it is possible. You envision that it has already happened. You take steps towards it happening, and you release it with the understanding that if it is for your highest good, it will occur. There could be variations on the theme where you don't get the red Corvette, you get a white Honda, but you never had a car before. You take the white Honda, I say. So, and that fear and doubt are blocks. If you fear that something could happen to make it not happen, or you doubt it is possible to attain, chances are there will be many glitches.
Do you think it has anything to do with, I want to say, physical needs or sexuality, or?
There could be sexuality involved. I got that at the beginning, right at the beginning. So that's something to take a look at if you think that there are issues regarding that. But what came out that overrode that was the princess child.
Right.
That it was the demanding, I want, and it's feed me. And that was the child, feed me. That is exactly what they gave, and you're feeding yourself. And when you feel that you can give yourself more. And not food. When you can replace food with your dreams and desires, and you can get busy and active, and some of the obligations you have go to the side, then you will be free.
Okay.
So
that
hope it helped. I hope that assisted.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye, honey pie.
Okay. Awesome, Joni. That was great. So everyone who's listening, and for you, the bunch of you who are about to get a reading here shortly, very shortly, I just want to stress the importance of when Joni says drink water, drink water. When Joni says you need to journal, because those actions, it's great to get a reading and to get the advice and to get the insight. But if you want something to happen, we need to actually do that work with her guidance. Joni, can you talk just a moment about that before we take our next caller?
Sure. Well, I'll just say, even just to soften it a bit, it's free will choice. If no one wants to sip water or journal, they don't have to. So I'll just say that. But people do, it's really important to take responsibility for your healing. So if you have a reading and a healing comes out of it, drinking water does assist in releasing negative energies through the physical body, because I'm working in the etheric body. The energies that are the je ne sais quoi, what are difficult to put your finger on. The esoteric, the unobservable. And regarding journaling, if I channel that journaling is helpful, chances are it really will be helpful. And if you choose not to, then speak with a friend, go to a counselor, get it out.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks so much for that.
Sure.
I just wanna, again, that's that bridging thing, because you're going into the other dimension, you're bringing it forth, and then we are here on Earth in our bodies, so let's do something with it, because we want stuff to happen.
Absolutely.
Okay. We have a call from Manchester. I do not know the name. The last four digits. I'm unmuting you right now. Last four digits are 8260. You are on the air.
Hi, my name is Sarah Hills. Hi, Michelle, and hi, Joni. How are you?
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi.
What is your...
Okay. Well, this may seem kind of strange. I don't know if anybody's ever talked about
it's
this.
It's never
before,
strange,
but,
ever.
Okay. we have some neighbors that live in the front of us in what we refer to as the big greenhouse. So I guess my question is are they here for a very long time, or is there a move planned? And the reason why I ask this is because since they have been here, our peace, our safety, our tranquility has been threatened, and we have felt uncomfortable with these people here.
Yeah, it's not going to be that long. To me, I mean, this might be long to you. It feels like 2 years maybe.
Okay.
They're stuck. This it's a group of people. Is this a family?
Yes.
Yeah, they're having a lot of problems. Now, there's a lot of sadness. Now, is there a dog?
Yes.
Does it bark a lot?
I don't hear him outside a lot.
Or is it chained up, or it's whining or whimpering?
It could be in the house.
Yeah, unhappy. So, okay. Let's see if they'll give me more about this family.
Yeah, I want to make sure we have the right one.
Well, they're a little strange. I'm not feeling comfortable with them.
No, I haven't.
I don't
been,
know.
Been
is there a, concern about pedophile?
No.
Okay. I'm not
There's
feeling comfortable with this family, okay? So this is what I suggest. I suggest you put protect. Do you know about protection and white light?
Yes. I ask them
okay.
that all the time.
So you put protection around yourself. Now, do you see how I'm channeling? I don't know if you could tell the way that my voice is now versus with Kathy, but do you see how I'm talking like this and they're talking
yeah,
like
concerned.
It's different,
yeah, like
right?
Concerned.
So
yeah.
the way whoever's coming in, whichever group or a soul, I don't know, it's usually a collective, they want you to be more relaxed. I know you're concerned, and it is concerning. But they'd rather have you feel that you have power because I'm feeling
right.
that you're feeling weak. They want you to take action in
Well, these people have guns, so I, you know, I obviously feel like
Oh yeah,
I
yeah,
don't
yeah, they are
power.
Not minimizing. They are not
right.
I don't see you hurt. I do not see violence. It feels very contained. It feels like I'm the silly psychic that gets a lot of 1960s and 70s pop culture metaphors, so and icon
okay.
stuff. So I'm just going to date myself. Here we go. So it's like the Munsters. So we've got
okay.
Mockingbird Lane, and we have all the normal houses, and then there's the Munsters' house.
Okay.
But all the other neighbors, you know how people walk up to them? You know, the Fuller Brush Man and the Mary Kay person, everyone's still on the block, and they're not leaving, they're not fleeing. So this is a house that's inhabited by people who are sad, and it's strange, and it doesn't
feel
right.
What are they sad about, you know?
Pardon?
What are they sad about, you know?
Lives. Their lives are very, very messed up, very sad people. They're just very, very sad. It's like loss. They've lost a lot of things, many things, tragic stories, very tragic stories. It's like someone's mentally ill and someone was drinking and someone's baby died and all the, whether it's specifically with this family or through the generations, there is sadness, grief. So as a result, they're doing things that are they're wrong, they're off. Now, wrong, mind you, in spiritual land, nothing is wrong. Everything is divinely ordered. But third dimensionally, they're doing things that cross other souls. Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to maintain your composure. And do you pray?
Mm-hmm. Regularly.
Good. So you're to pray. There's a light, and I'm going, now we're doing the healing part, honey.
Okay.
There's a lifetime you gave over your rights. You signed something, and you admitted wrongdoing, and you lost control. You lost your rights. So in this lifetime, this issue was placed before you as an opportunity. It's a trigger. Because in the other lifetime, that didn't go very well. I think you stole something. I see a bottle, and you took a bottle. I think it was gin. It was in a store. And you took it, and you were caught. And that in this lifetime, you're with people who do similar things, maybe even worse. Yet you are being reminded of when you didn't have control, and there's a lot of fear. So I'm going to go in and find out. No, there's no karma around this. I'm going to find out what you need to do, what I need to do for you. Okay. Do you know what a mantra is?
Yes, something you repeat.
Like, I am, where people just keep saying, I am, I am. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So a mantra, like a mantra is a phrase or a sound that a person would repeat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very soothing, and it has a frequency, and it goes deep inside, and it elevates them. So I see you sitting in a chair, and I see your feet on the floor, and your hands on either side of the chair, and you close your eyes. And I see you saying, I am alive. I am alive. And I see you felt like you were in bondage, and I see these bindings being released off of you. And I see you're feeling more free. You have been kept. I think there are several lifetimes where you were held back. And I'm not sure even in this lifetime where you felt restrained and kept from. Does that resonate?
Kind of, yeah.
So I'm going to find the lifetimes. Yeah. So we're going across all time and space where we're removing bindings. Do you have water by you?
Yep. Right now.
Have a sip of water, honey.
Okay.
And we're not talking that gin that you found somewhere else in another lifetime. I'm only kidding.
Well, I am Irish, so you look out.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so you had your water. Good. So we're releasing bindings. So what happened is you got caught up in a web. There is karma from other lifetimes. You stuck by your man, or you didn't go forward for yourself. You held yourself back many times, and I think in this lifetime you doubt yourself and you haven't done for yourself what you'd like to do. That, again, is yourself binding yourself. So by
that
having these
accurate, yeah.
people, yes, that resonates?
Oh, huge, yes, absolutely.
Okay. So these people, this house, the Munster house, God bless them all and may they heal. They represent how you bind yourself. This is all metaphorical. It's all symbolic. These people are, you are feeling kept back and held like a prisoner at their expense.
Yes,
they are
right.
there, and they have the power, and you are the victim, where, in fact, this is what you do to yourself. Our lives, what we have before us in a movie, they are projections of the unhealed parts of ourself. What is great in our life are the healed parts, the fantastic workings that are within. The things that aren't doing so well, aren't going smoothly, are the unhealed parts, the projections that are outside. So that Munster house is the Munster house that you inhabit. It is within you of how you keep yourself locked. So we're going across. We're finding the places where you bind yourself, where you've been bound and others have bound you. And we ball them all up and you say, I forgive myself. Ah, this is ginormous. It's outrageously huge. It's too much. It's ginormous. You're in shock. You're so happy. Your soul. Uh-huh. It complete silence. You're God. Forgive everyone and everything. Yep. Hundreds. ask for everyone's forgiveness. Everything's forgiveness, and thank God for these life lessons. Do you wear pink or lavender? I see several colors, okay. Pink, lavender, and green. Are you there?
Okay.
You're still there,
I'm
right?
Here.
Then someone else
yep.
must have come on or left. Pink, lavender, or green, those are great colors for you. You don't have to wear them all the time. You might want to wear something else, but these colors assist you. Everything has a frequency, and colors do heal. They have healing frequencies, different properties. People can look them up. You can even Google that, healing properties of colors, and you can get that. In time they will go. Pray, white light around yourself. Do not fear. If you fear enough, you can draw things to occur. I also see if you want to, you can cloak yourself. I see you can cloak your property, and you can cloak your house. You could cloak your car. It's by intention. You just put like an invisibility cloak or shield over you and over anything that you wish not to be seen. So you really, you maintain a very low-key profile by doing that.
Okay.
You can actually do that like if you have a pimple. You just go, ah, it's invisible. So
okay.
That also will increase the chances of there not being any occurrences. Let me see if you have karma. You live with your family?
Yes.
Let's just see. No, you have no karma with them. They're a representation of the unhealed part of yourself. So when you free yourself and you no longer hold yourself back, I believe they take off.
Okay.
And that's your work.
You mean they take off as in the neighbors take off?
Yeah, the neighbors leave. When you feel that
okay.
you
wow.
are not holding yourself back anymore and you are more free and you are no longer stuck in the mud, I see a change and I see them leaving.
Okay.
It'll be concurrent. It'll be around the time when you're feeling happier about the way you operate.
Okay.
Yeah. And also,
well,
do you know about Archangel Michael? Some people say Saint Michael, Archangel Michael.
I've heard the term. I can't remember anything else about it, though.
Okay, so look him up. He's a very high angel, very close to Source, Spirit, God. All that is,
okay.
And that he carries a sword and a shield. He is the protector. He is with us. He is a gigantic consciousness, and that everyone can call upon him for protection, as there are many that you can call upon for protection. You can hold his sword. Now, this is not where the sword is in violence. The sword is in strength, and it represents might.
Okay.
And that will give you peace. If you call upon Archangel Michael and say, may I hold your sword, or just imagine you're holding his sword, because his sword and his shield are there for us. You can also ask for a shield as well, but I see the sword.
Okay.
And another thing you can say is all is well.
All
so
is
despite
well.
What you see before you, when you say all is well, you shift your reality and you bring it down a few notches. And I hope that this assisted, and I wish you peace at home.
Well, thank you very much. I think it really did, and I appreciate your words. They really mean a lot. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Bless you,
thank
honey.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarah, for having the courage to call in. This is scary, everyone, you know, for people to come on the air and to ask these questions. And that was pretty powerful, Joni, for Sarah. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Mm.
I love
Sarah,
my job.
Are you okay? Are you completely served at the moment?
Yeah, I am just, it's kind of like, you know, when you have these readings, you kind of just kind of take it all in, because, you know, the previous reading, she talked about the fear and doubt are blocks. Mm-hmm. And that to me was huge. And I think mm-hmm. probably is for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then the binding piece and how you really kind of, create those things for yourself, and you know, it doesn't help the flow of things. And I think it's huge. I mean, I've, you know, these people haven't been here very long, and we love where we live, and we worked hard to get here, and like I said, we have felt like everything we love has been threatened. And to hear there is a light at the end of the tunnel and that, you know, there is something I can do to move this and shift this around is very encouraging.
Awesome.
Some people take kosher salt and they put it around the perimeter of their
home. Yes. Yep.
They
I've
do
done
that.
Before,
and
too.
Other people, a friend once did that for my home. And I lovingly say I'm Joni the Jew, gone Rev, so I'm no longer identified with the religion. So it was a little foreign to me to consider it. Now I embrace everything. And that she etherically put crosses all around the perimeter of my property, like a gate where the crosses actually flanked one another where there was no space in between them. And like a white picket fence, but they were flanked crosses.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And that she did that years ago. And a cross can represent faith, love, peace, joy, whatever, you know, truth, whatever you'd like. And it doesn't have to represent religion. And so once she did that bunch of years ago, I have kept that alive, that I just know that that's there. And I feel very safe.
Oh, that's really neat.
Play with intention. It works well. It helps with making our movies great.
All right. Sarah, thank you so much again. And we can run a few minutes over. So I'll say we have about 25 minutes left. And Joni, how are you doing? You ready for another one?
I'm great.
Okay. So Sarah, thank you again so much. Hugs to you and your family. And that was a very powerful reading.
I'm glad.
Thank you both. I appreciate it.
Okay.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. So we have someone from Maine and the last four digits. I'm unmuting you. So there's two people who have their hands up. One's from Maine. One is from Massachusetts. So you are the next two in line. And the last four digits of your number are 1136. You are on the air.
Hi, Joni.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, this is Susan.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Awesome.
I'm not too sure right now because the last caller was my daughter. And we've been alienated for like 20 years, so it's just really weird for me right now. Michelle is the companion to my son, Patrick.
Wait, say that last part again, what you just said.
Michelle is my son Patrick's companion.
Oh, okay.
You're Michelle, yeah.
The previous caller.
The previous caller is my daughter.
Okay.
And I don't know how this all happened, but I'm in tears. I'm in tears. We have not seen each other for like 20 years. I don't even know what to say. I mean, my forgiveness is there, and
would you like to know why? Would you like to know why this went down?
I don't know.
Because I could get into the spiritual explanation for you.
I don't know. Her father and I had been married many, many years, and we were divorced, and I lost my children for a while, and my son's back with me. We love each other very much, but my daughter, as much as I've tried, she knows I love her. I don't even know what to say right now.
I'd like to assist and give you an explanation, because that's possible. I'm going to go into a pre-birth planning session to see whether you planned for any of this to occur. And for you and those who are listening, we plan our incarnations here in Earth School, as I like to call it. So before we come down into a body, we meet with members of our soul group and we decide many things. Not everything is planned. After we get born, we get touched over the head with the veil of unknowing, or we can call it the veil of forgetfulness. Then we go about our lives, and a lot of this is free will choice. But there are things that occur that have a high probability of occurring. And we purposely put traumas down, challenges for soul growth opportunity, because that's what Earth is about. That's what this whole thing is. So I'm going to go in now, and I'm going to see what you planned. So I do see turbulence. there is a lifetime. There's another lifetime, and she was very mean to you, and you took it to heart, and you blamed her. And you have karma with her. You have unforgiveness because of the way she treated you. So you needed to come into this lifetime to have something very rash happen where there would be a separation. And so you would have a void, and you needed to look within, to look inside and see what was important to you. To know that you had a daughter and then she would leave was very crucial for your soul growth. This was planned. It was destiny. You asked for this. There were guides who said, well, this was about blame, that you blamed her. So now I believe she might be blaming you. And so this is called learning by opposites, which is a very common themed incarnation. That's one way. If we didn't get it learning as a victim, we're going to be a victimizer and vice versa. So let's get rid of the karma, if you're ready, from the other lifetime where she was mean to you and you blamed her and you went to your passing with unforgiveness. How does that sound?
Yeah.
Let's do it, honey. You
yeah.
say inside, I forgive myself. Wow, do you feel good? Do you have any gum in the house?
No. Yes, I do, actually.
You do? Are you in the mood to chew gum?
Yeah, I can get it.
Okay, you don't have to do it now. After this show, chew a piece of gum.
Okay.
I'm feeling you're so relieved that there must be some lifetime where chewing gum just razzed you. It just totally did it for you. So by having a piece of gum, your soul will kind of center. I just see your chakras aligning. There's some peace that comes over you. It might be the repetitive motion and that flip happy, sassy feeling when you chew gum.
Yeah.
Okay. Forgive her. This is for her having been mean.
Forgiven her a long time ago. She's been forgiven.
And this is from the other lifetime, though. We're removing the karma from the other lifetime.
Okay.
Ask for her forgiveness. You just say, please forgive me
for
having had unforgiveness towards her. Thank God for this life lesson. This was, it was
before.
It's interesting. In that other lifetime, there were German roots, but you're in an Arab country. That's just what they share. That's where that went on.
Okay.
So we fast forward to this lifetime. I don't know if you will be meeting her, but I believe that when you hold her in your heart, that's very, very important for you. So when you can, imagine she sits right in the bosom of your chest. That's very, very important for her to sit in your heart. I feel that there's warmth that occurs, there's a glow that happens, and there's peace that resides in your heart when you take her essence and you nourish yourself with her love, because you do need that. She is there on a higher level, the two of you are friends. This is a movie that's playing out here, and it's karmic. I believe she does love you, but she cannot be with you. I believe it is destiny. It feels that there was something about this. It's a cutoff that I feel that happened, that was planned for your growth. It is important not to blame her or yourself, because then it's just mixing this all back up again, and it doesn't help at all. It's to move forward, to accept, to embrace, to honor, to acknowledge, to bless, and ultimately to heal. So she has her job to do. She has decisions that she needs to make, and whatever she decides is her journey. And you need to accept and love what is. It might not feel good. It might be the most bitter pill you swallow. But when you accept what is, I see you brightening and moving forward. And if we even want to use the word thrive, Michelle, then you will thrive. I see you are festering, and they say like deep in doo-doo, and that you're not feeling very good. and that when you come out of this, I feel you're kind of clammy. That's the feeling I get. When you rid yourself of this, there's excess muck, and you rinse yourself off, I feel that your life will be fuller. If you ever wanted to write her a letter of apology, you can. If there's anything to apologize for, if you ever wish to tell her that you learned there was another lifetime where there was karma, you chose to have this happen, learning by opposites, you could do that too. And if you don't, that's okay.
Several letters to her apologizing and asking for forgiveness, and whatever I did, I'm sorry. But I still love her. She's my baby. She's my girl.
Of course.
And
she has free will choice as a soul, how she will react. But remember that before you came in, the choice was to have the separation.
Yeah.
So you could learn what I had shared before, and that for you and all the listeners, what appears so cuckamonga and painful, it's divinely ordered. This is a kick-ass planet. There are many places we could incarnate. Earth isn't the only planet. It's not the only reality. There are many places. But this is a very tough one because we typically don't inhabit a physical body. We like being free and not in a third-dimensional body. And that we don't remember the plan because of the veil. So it's very, very challenging. It's not for the light at heart. And not everyone's going to get the rubber stamp to come here because they would fry otherwise. They wouldn't be able to handle it because it's so challenging. But yet we love it here because we do enjoy the feeling, the physical touch, and we love free will choice. This is a playground down here. So I recommend a book, two books actually, Your Soul's Plan and Your Soul's Gift. They're both by Robert Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z, and they're about pre-birth planning. And people would be mind blown when they read these books, when they learn that we choose traumas, at least one biggie, on our path before we come into an incarnation for soul growth opportunity. And we see how divine it is in pre-birth planning discussions, how divine it is that we're asking to be hurt or to hurt others so we could learn and balance ourselves and grow. So I hope this assisted, and I'm with you in spirit.
Okay. I'm just asking, though. I'm a little fuzzy in all of that. I don't quite grasp it all, but I'm just asking, are you kind of saying that she will never accept my forgiveness or my love?
I don't see her reaching out.
Okay.
I see it part of a very deep plan, a very concrete plan. If it changed and she came around, then the two of you would be chatting in the ethers, and there would be a destruction of the contract, and that is her choice.
Okay. What are the ethers?
The ethers is in the other realms, the unseen. You know how, like, mediums can channel departed souls and they're elsewhere?
Yeah.
The ethers are the elsewhere. They're other realities, other realms.
Okay.
When you pass, when you die and you go home, that's another place?
Yeah.
That's like an example of the ethers. That's another reality.
Okay.
All right, Joni, could I just interject here for a moment and just, really clarify that, we're dealing with past lives, and we always kind of bring it back to this present moment. And so can you talk a little bit more about the forgiveness work and the acceptance aspect when we're dealing with past lives, because we're not experiencing it now and we've forgotten it? Because I think that Susan may be a little confused about that, and we want her to be okay now. I wouldn't want anyone to be feeling guilty or carrying a burden. Yeah.
All good questions. So there, to have shame or blame or guilt regarding anything that you've ever done in another lifetime that does not serve, we plan a lot of this. And what isn't planned, if it's done, it's not judged. Nothing is judged. When one returns home, it's, hi, how are you? We love you. Here's the rapture feeling. And then there's a life review, but there's no judgment and punishment. All is fine. What did you learn? Well, I hit my kid. And then it's not, well, you're now going to be disintegrated. It's not about that. It's, oh, well, what did you learn? What do you need to learn? Maybe a person needs to go to a soul hospital. Maybe they go for counseling group therapy. Maybe they need to go to a river or a creek or a mountain for some peace. Whatever it is, it's all perfect. So regarding other lifetimes, we are playing in many incarnations at the same time as this one. People tend to call them past lives because it's easier to think on a linear scale versus that everything is happening simultaneously. So it, a lot of these concepts are hard to grasp if it, at, all at once. And that's something where you don't have to understand it all at once. You take in what you understand and you put the rest on the shelf. So regarding what is fine, everything is fine. So if she, in fact, does not speak with you again, you will pass, she will pass, whoever passes first, you're going to be meeting each other home. And there's an embrace. Hi. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Missed you. Here you are. And then there's discussion. And like I said before, the two of you are friends. That's important to know.
Joni, yes. What does one do with the heartache that,
yes,
you know, someone experiences in
that's
a situation
a very broken
like that?
Heart.
That's a big question. That's like the book, When Bad Things Happen to Good People. Every person is different. How does a person grieve? Some people go to grief support groups. Some people go for therapy. Some people journal. Some people read a lot of self-help books. Some people, they sing, they act.
How important is it to acknowledge that grief and that sadness? And how important is it to attempt to extract yourself from living a life in it forever?
It's very, very important to acknowledge that you're sad. It's very important to feel it. Yet if you do not release it, it will go inside and the chances are you would have an emotional or physical symptom and you could get sick. Acceptance is very, very important. If a person does not accept what their now is, they're not going to be able to move forward. Acceptance, the A word, is extremely key. And it's important to know that this is a movie. This is third dimension. This is not real. This is a movie that we're making. Our thoughts are creating our reality. There are other players that have their own respective movies, and we all intersect because we're all one.
I understand that, but how can you accept that your child that came from you is not part of your life and hasn't been for many, many years?
I can only share as a specialist that this is divinely ordered, that this is more than what you see before you. I highly recommend you reading those two books, because if you can embrace that this is a movie, that this is a creation, and you return home and you could look back on it as if you're seeing your movie again, then you would be able, it's called spiritual distancing or spiritual witnessing, and you must pull out of your drama. Take a seat in the movie theater, grab a tub of popcorn for levity, and see the players on the screen and see who came first, who came second, how did this play out, and the most important thing of it all is what can I learn from it?
Okay.
Do the serenity prayer and let it go.
Okay.
Okay. So one more thing on Susan's behalf. And this is for everyone, because a reading for one person is a reading for everyone. You know, just knowing Joni, and I would like for you to briefly speak on this before we take our last caller, that it's not being done to you. Can you speak on that just a little bit?
It feels that it is, because this is a stage here.
Yeah.
So it does feel that it is to you, but when you pull out of it and you take the emotional piece out of it, if you spiritually distance or spiritually witness it, and you see it as a drama that is before you, look at it as an outsider in the auditorium, looking at the play on stage, you'll see that this is an organized play for soul growth opportunity. And the other side came through me and shared why this is happening, what this is about. And this was a very, very important thing that you chose to do for your personal soul growth. So you need to grab the brass ring, and rather than look at this as a loss, you need to say, well, what can I gain from this?
Okay.
What can I learn from this?
Okay.
How can I optimize? What can I get out of this? Some people lose children. They have a they lose them to a motorcycle accident, and what do they have a choice? They're going to grieve. They're going to go to the bottle. They'll commit suicide. And others, they join organizations, or they speak at public schools, or they speak at Harley Davidson conventions about reckless driving, and they get motivated. You decide how you want to experience
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
I always say rise rather than fall. I'm the one that's going to, you know, I'm going to mow through something before I sink.
I know what you're saying.
Thinking doesn't feel good, so see how you could motivate yourself to get out of this and brighten.
Okay.
Because you can.
Yeah.
Because you, since there are reasons, that's for you to go deep inside. If you asked for it before you came into this lifetime, there were things you needed to learn. So you can go inside and say, well, what can I learn from this?
Yeah.
And those are the golden tickets. So when you ultimately pass and you return home, if you have a few golden tickets that you came up with, they're like, oh, good for you. And if you don't, that's fine too, because it's a hard incarnation. It's challenging. So you do the best you can, and there's no judgment.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to cry, and you're allowed to feel sad because you're human.
Okay.
And I hug you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Susan, thank you so much.
You.
I'm so glad you called.
That was an extremely courageous call.
Thank you. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Love you.
Have some gum.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
Have some gum. Okay. Whoa. Hello. All right. We have a call. I'm going to get right to it here because we're going over, and she's been waiting patiently. This is from Falmouth, Massachusetts. Last four digits are 1080. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello. This is Claudia Needham.
Hello,
Joni.
Claudia.
How are you?
Good.
And Joni, I think you and I have talked before.
Yes, how are you?
I'm okay. Well, I don't know. Right now I have a headache, so hopefully you'll give me some answers as to why I have it and we'll get rid of it. Work right now is incredibly busy. I've hired a temporary person to work with me, and that person doesn't appear to be performing to the level that I had hoped or expected. So my question is, and it's a repetitive pattern in my life, and it's a pattern that's repeated itself. This is the second time in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, what is my lesson to be learned with this contract worker or this person who's working with me temporarily? I'd like to learn it and move on.
What is their name?
Kelly. It's a man.
Uh-huh. I'm going in. How long have they been there?
He's been here, I think, a month, 3 weeks.
And just not stepping up already?
Again, I think he thinks he is.
But he's not.
But he's not meeting my expectations, and he's. I need another me. I need a mini me, and he's not a mini me.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Is there any part of yourself that you can identify where you're pitying yourself and you feel forlorn? Like a whimpering puppy. Have you ever felt small and forlorn and whimpery? Is there a part of you that is not healed that way?
Maybe.
This
I have felt
part
that
needs
way,
to
but...
be addressed. There are people come in and they're forlorn puppies. They're not potty trained.
So he's a forlorn puppy?
Yes. So you're getting forlorn puppies. that aren't potty trained yet. Yeah. I'm going to find out where this part of you comes from, because they're projections of you deep inside, just a little, but they want you to address this part. You're in some demonstration in China, so human rights, about human rights, you get hit, smacked down. There's a guard that punishes you. There's a rifle by you, and you get scared, and you whimper. There's the whimper. You don't die, but the rifle, just the image of the rifle, was suffocating. And then that started a series of events, and they were crippling, and I see you seizing, and you get very quiet, and I don't see motion. Now, this thing about you want things your way, that human rights activist in China really wanted things his way. You were a man in that lifetime, and your rights were being suppressed, and your voice was squelched. This is a throat chakra issue. It's the energy center in your throat about speaking up, and you were shot down. See, there's the rifle. You really weren't shot, but there's the rifle, shot down. There's a lot of metaphor with this stuff. And let's see, karma. You blame yourself for not having fought. Let's get rid of the karma. Forgive yourself and forgive him. Ask for his forgiveness and thank God for this life lesson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were making a speech and you got hit. You weren't killed. You were hit with a rifle, like banged, slammed. So you come into this lifetime, there's a bleed-through effect here, the karma. You are a strong person. You do command authority, and you do want to be heard, yet there are people in your life that they're not able to command authority. They're not able to rise up. They are held back, and that's the part of you, that how you hold yourself back, which is similar to that other reading that I did earlier in the show. And it's similar, so sometimes we do have themes. I see you're working with me right now. You're talking to me on a higher level about this, that there's another lifetime that you attempted suicide, and you blamed yourself, and there was a failure. And again, I feel like there's a crippling. There's a loss of energy and a bottoming out. And again, that's like a whimpering puppy that's not potty trained. It's like so weak. So you're purging. You're getting a lot out right now. You're just blathering, and it's very important. It's all blah, 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 it's all coming out. There are horrors and horrors of the ways in which you kept yourself small, stifled, and weak. Get rid of all these lifetimes of karma where you pulled yourself down. And that the precipitating event was that guard, was the bashing and the throat chakra. So we ball up all the lifetimes across all time and space where you were hit, minimized, diminished, suffocated, thwarted, treated as an animal. People not believing your words. There were tendencies to lie. A lot of this is throat chakra. This is a lot of speaking up. Swords at your throat. Death. These are trigger words as well. And any other karmic issues that were not aforementioned that would create this soul's, Claudia's experience, where there are people in her life who are not rising up as she did not rise. And we ball them all up, and you say inside, I forgive myself. Mm-hmm. Have some water if you have it near you. Forgive everyone. Ask for everyone's forgiveness and thank God for these life lessons. Yeah. that's going to help move you. I feel that that person will leave. You might need to get rid of him. You might need to talk with him. Now, your expectations are fine. You need someone who's involved and detail-oriented and able to produce. I believe that as you see how you minimize yourself, doubt yourself, and I don't think this is necessarily on a grand level. It feels that it's a little bit. But they want you to fine-tune. Find that place where you do it, and they want you, they're using the word eradicate it. Get rid of it. When you do that, I don't see these people entering your life. Justice is also very important to you, so speak up. Do what's right by you and for others. Tranquility and peace is of the utmost importance for you. Do you take notes? Do you like writing things down?
I've been writing notes while you've been talking.
Okay. So are you a note taker generally?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, this taking of notes is very important for you. Jot down thoughts, jot down notes. Very important to get it out. To have that visual in front of you is key.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way you learn.
It's
phenomenal. So just your note taking is a way you heal. Visual healing, actually. It's fantastic. So I don't see him being there. I don't think he's very happy. I think it's very difficult for him. He's a nice person, but I don't think he can cut it. But these were the ways that you weren't able to, because you kept yourself back because others thwarted your abilities. And so he thwarts.
Interesting.
Well, he thwarts himself. Was there a connection that was just made?
Well,
I'm sure we'll make it tomorrow morning.
We will make it tomorrow morning, but you know, Claudia is a client of mine, and as usual, your reading is absolutely spot on. And Claudia, like Joni, this is refinement. So it's refinement. It's refinement and alignment, Claudia.
Wow.
Totally.
Okay, I can't wait for your interpretation.
It's great. I love it. I love it all. You know, Joni, oh my God, you're awesome.
All right, so Joni, is he gonna leave on his own, or am I gonna have to fire him?
I think you're gonna have to get rid of him. It's sad. Yeah, but I think he knows it might even
be good exercise. Claudia's gonna exercise her spiritual muscle without fighting against anything and standing in her own power, because it's not being done to her. You're doing it for yourself. So, and I can say that. I'm not a psychic. I'm a coach.
Just keep that thought in your head so you can say it to me again tomorrow. I didn't quite get that written down.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm sorry, Joni. You can finish up.
No, it's okay.
Oh,
like it resonated.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It did.
Good luck to you with him.
Oh, Claudia, you're awesome. I'll send you that link tomorrow. And Joni, Claudia, do you have anything else you need to ask Joni before I move on?
Just if there's any other messages coming from the other side that I really need to be aware of right now, I'll
take it easy. Give yourself a break. You've done all you could.
Okay.
You really have done all you could. There's not much more you could do.
Okay. All right, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, and good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Claudia. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, all right.
It's good hearing your voice.
She's a rock star.
Well, Michelle's a rock star, too.
We're going to go on tour.
There we go.
Form a band, exactly.
That'll be good. That'll be good. Okay.
All right, Claudia, thank you so much for sharing.
You.
I mean, this is so important.
Thank you.
Everyone.
Good
thank
luck.
You.
Okay.
Okay. Joni, we have two people here. I'm going to give, if it's okay with you.
I actually can't. My son is waiting for me at a National Honor Society induction ceremony.
All right, so you got to go. So, Catherine and Susan, I am so sorry. I encourage you to get in touch with Joni. Joni, one more time, how can they get in touch with you? Because Joni has to go. She has family obligations.
Joni'sWhiteLightHealing.com, and that's Joanies.
Okay.
Joni'sWhiteLightHealing.com, and I'm available for individual sessions by Skype or phone if you're not local to New Jersey.
Okay, and I highly recommend it because, as you can see and hear tonight, this is extremely powerful. And you can listen to this interview, which will be uploaded tomorrow on my website at soul-luminous.com, so you can re-listen to this, and that will help you all. So thank you so much, everyone, for sharing. You're very courageous to come online here and to, like, let everyone hear, because whatever serves you serves the masses. It serves everyone.
And thank you, Michelle, for being such a wonderful host. You ask such good questions, and you're also a bridge, too, in this, so remember that.
Aw, thank you, Joni. Okay, so we will get in touch later, and everyone else, hugs, love, and the soul universe loves you, and we're signing off right now. Good night.
Bye.